This is KUT. The Capital Metro Board of Directors is set to vote today on a new plan to overhaul its transit system. The Connections 2025 plan will help guide changes. KUT's Saeed Hassan reports.
Over the past year, the transit plan has been reshaped through community input and discussion. But a top priority for Cap Metro is increasing the frequency of its service. Lawrence Dieter is the project manager for Connections 2025.
We're almost tripling the number of frequent routes. Now, frequency means a route comes by about every 15 minutes, 7 days a week, not just on weekdays, not just in rush hours.
Dieter says Cap Metro now offers 17 frequent routes. That's enough for that faster service to reach about 80% of riders. He says those routes typically operate somewhere between every 7 and 15 minutes. Dieter says when Cap Metro has increased frequency, ridership has spiked.
The reason why increasing ridership is important to Capital Metro is, quite frankly, our ridership had been going in the wrong direction. So we want to work on that, plus match our services to the right markets that are in Austin.
Dieter admits ramping up frequency has meant changes to other services. Spending money on more frequent trips will mean the elimination of certain routes that duplicate service. That idea has drawn criticism from several commuters during public comment sessions. The board has already approved some parts of Connections 2025. They signed off on a revamp of the Northwest Express routes, as well as reducing fare prices for premium bus service. Amy Peck with Cap Metro says they're working to accommodate future growth and give more people access to transit.
Affordability issues are causing a lot of people to move out. So it's like, how can we better connect with the service options that may be available or may come on board in the surrounding communities?
The board will take a final vote on the plan today, but Lawrence Dieter says there will likely be tweaks to it going forward. Cap Metro is expected to fully implement the plan over the next 10 years. Saeeda Hassan, KUT News.